Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.thegologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow thegologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Please hold while I try to locate the person you are calling.
Good morning, brother. Morning.
Ab, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm just busy uploading and emailing, and I haven't even started cutting into my grapefruit this morning.
Well, I'm going to make you jealous because I am going to the dentist to get a crown put in. So
well,
I get to have some laughing gas, you know. See, since I don't drink anymore, that's going to be, you know, it's kind of like the only buzz I'm ever.
Well,
gonna
are they going to use the crown on King Todd's head to put on your tooth?
Hey. If I can talk him into making the crown, mold it like a coronavirus.
Yeah. Well, you are the king. You are the king.
The king of Corona?
the king of comedy with the K. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
I was going to say, I just wanted to port over our conversation. That going back and forth on WhatsApp, just because I think it's worthy of having it broadcast, because I've really been giving this a lot of thought, Ab, which is, you know, I went through the process to do everything right so that due to my medical condition, I have this awareness accessory that I can present and simply say without confrontation, I show them the accessory, it has the little wheelchair on it, and it simply says, I say, I have a medical condition, I'm exempt from wearing a mask, and I flash it. And no one, except one place of which I still was able to get through, and then Universal, of course, which I was able to get through, but it was a battle. But people don't like confrontation. I really think that even people like you, you would like to not wear a mask, but you can't stand the thought of a confrontation, especially when you have shit to do and you need to get somewhere, or in your case where you had the driver's license that you needed, you concede, and I think you rightly concede if I were in the same position. But I was thinking about it. This whole damn thing is one giant lie. It's a lie. Every bit of it is a lie. There is no pandemic. There never was. There is no boogie virus. And so if they are going to lie to us and impose these draconian measures, then I feel it is fine for us to lie back. And so
I don't even think you're lying. You have a medical exemption that you need to breathe.
No, I'm extending that. I'm saying strategically, the more people who don't wear masks, the better. So my thought is, which is why I offered it to you, is I can make a PDF for you that would have your name in it, and it would have my cell phone number as your ADA advocate. I know it's a lie. I know it's a lie, but damn it, this is war at this point. And so I thought if that gives people the courage to be able to take off their mask when they go grocery shopping or just out and about, or even and even like I had one lady, this was recently, what is today, Thursday? This was Wednesday. I was in Publix, and she asked where my mask was. All I did was pointed to my awareness accessory, which had turned upside down, so she couldn't see it, but I turned it right side up, or you could pull it out of your pocket because you can laminate it and just have it in your pocket, flash it and just say, and I said, I'm sorry, ma'am, I have a medical condition, I can't wear a mask, would you prefer if I go the other direction? And she was like, oh, no, that's fine. And she was an absolute Karen, man. If I would have been belligerent with her, she would have pulled out her cell phone and she would have started making a scene. But it was totally non-confrontational.
She would have shot you.
She would have shot me with her camera. So I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe this is a strategy that can be employed. And again, I think we can do it with our morals or maintaining our integrity, because
I agree.
Go ahead.
I agree, and I think you should offer the service. I think we should, if you want to employ some maybe young people to print it out and do the fulfillment, I think you should consider doing it as well.
Well, it's not only that. I mean, I don't want to make a penny off of this thing. I just want people to not wear masks.
Make it cost recovery, whatever.
But it's super simple. What I can do is provide
PDF.
Somewhere, not even a PDF, a Word document, so that then they can go in and they can edit it with their name. And in that case, I would say, don't put my cell phone number. I'm not going to give my cell phone number out there or name. But they could put their wife or just somebody, a friendly, who, if they ever got a call, they say, yeah, Todd has a medical condition. You know, and again, it's a lie. I recognize it's a lie, but it is a righteous lie.
It's not a lie. We all have this medical condition where we need to breathe unfettered. That's not
Amen.
A lie.
Amen. Good. Thank you. You are so right.
It's not a lie. We all have the right. I have asthma. I have the worst allergies at this time of year. I don't want to jinx myself. This is usually the time of the year when I get ill because my body is so busy fighting ragweed that it can't do all the necessary things to keep my terrain super balanced. I'm careful. I get lots of grass, eat lots of citrus. But yeah, that is a medical condition. If you want to take it down, it's not something that I need really a doctor to administer the treatment. I can do it myself. But
yeah, no, that's an excellent point, Hab. So mm-hmm. do you have so we could drive people to either fakeologist.com, or do you have a place where that can live and people can download it? Okay.
Yeah,
great.
What should we call it? Mask, we have to make it a simple word, fakeologist.com.
It's just a maskless accessory.
We'll just call it maybe fake11.com/mask. And I can send that link to any site in the world. I can send it to your site, my site. But fake11.com/mask.
I love that.
Something really easy.
I will make this sometime over the next 2 days, and I'll include instructions on what to do and with some visuals on how you can wear it as a lanyard or you can keep it in your pocket. Now what I'm starting to do, I used to just wear it all the time, and so what I've started to do is just be more bold, even to where I'm inserting it into my pocket and walking in everywhere. Nobody ever stops me, ever, except at that one grocery store, and I still got my chocolate chip cookies, and I left and followed it up with a letter to their attorneys. But
you and the letters to the attorneys. that makes the chocolate chip expense $2 plus $500 an hour in labor and letters and engaging.
No, I'm representing myself. Screw that. I'm not paying anyone now. I'm through that. I know enough now to be able to send a notice to them. And I'm sorry.
Don't forget the old saying: the man that represents himself has a fool for a lawyer.
Yeah, but that's only if the man who represents himself really wants to take it to court. I really don't, because that gets expensive. But I do want to go through the process just to make these other people, other companies and their attorneys aware that there are people out there who are, you know, willing to at least, you know, it's fake until you make it, man. And that's all. That's all. But, yeah, I wanted to flinch you with that. I wanted to offer it to you because hearing your story about the DMV kind of broke my heart. I'm like, you know, it should be.
The worst part is I had to write 4 tests for my commercial license. And on the last test, which is, it's just trivia about air pressure and all kinds of numbers that you never, ever, ever, ever think about. I was right on the edge of failing it because you need 80%. And I was right on the edge of failing it, and I thought, oh, I have to pass this. I can't come back here to this stupid setup. I really don't want to do this. It took me 2.5 hours to get through.
Yeah, and you know, I know the guy who you spoke to, Walker, is going to probably listen to this call. So I would say to Walker, I know that you are frustrated, and you're frustrated at others who wear the mask. But if somebody has to wear a mask for their job, I don't agree that, you know, oh, it's bullshit that they're opening up their business because they have to pay their mortgage. Well, you know what? People do have to pay their mortgage. And so this really becomes more of a strategic chess game, which is what I'm offering here, this is an alternative. It's a non-confrontational alternative that will give people, my God, I'm driving right now, and there's this Indian woman walking with this mask that looks like Darth Vader. Jesus.
Oh, it's everywhere. You're in the land of the masked drone, and it's everywhere. I watched the lady who went and confronted the hospital in Toronto, Letitia Montana, and watching her. I was watching her last night. She jumped on a plane, took her young son, and seems to have moved to Mexico City, where she has some relatives apparently, and. As she's walking in the suburb, just in the away near the airport of Mexico City, there are people with the full face diapers on, regular Mexican people. So it's everywhere.
Now,
the drones are
everywhere. Hey, Ab, here's the other thing that I decided that if you're open to it, that I want to do. Because the one thing I do say, even though you say I have a face for radio, thank you.
Yeah. You're a good-looking man. I do you.
what I do want to do, because I always have the best intentions every week, saying I'm going to do a video on these John Rapport newsletters that come out that are just so outstanding, or I'm going to do a video on the World Economic Federation, their weekly newsletter, which tells you what their moves are. Instead of that, I'm just going to call you over the phone like right now and walk through it. That way we're still disseminating the information, but it's just very easy. And then you and I can just chat about it, and then it's in the books.
Oh, yeah. It's way easier to talk about something with somebody else, because if you're not making a point, then I can say, I don't know, I don't get it. So it's really a lot better to go back and forth.
And then I think that allows us to disseminate more information, and then I can focus on our one show a week that we do live with the guest.
Yeah, I think that's great. And Mark, I talked to Marcus last night because he wants to launch his own video talk show, which is fine. That's great. And he likes your approach. He thinks you're doing a great job, by the way. He's giving you a lot of kudos. So
thank
that's
you,
great.
Marcus.
Yeah, he definitely thinks you're doing a great job, and he likes the guests and how we're working together. So that you're getting some positive feedback from the guru of truth, which is great. And
well,
I'd
love to have the guru of truth on, and I'd love to have Tim Osmond on too.
Yeah, well, get him on. I'm sure Marcus would come on. He'd love to. He loves the synergy and the interaction, and he's all about marketing, which is great. You are too. You're a marketer, and I don't see why the two minds can't work together and figure out a strategy to to do exactly what you're doing. I don't really think we can. He wants to start a whole country. I think that's logistically
the
hardest thing ever.
Yeah, that was where when he and I were engaging for a bit, I was supporting the cause. I just had to be honest with myself, saying, you know what, that's, and maybe I'm a pretty big, large-minded thinker, but that was just a little bit too big for me, to where I was like, I don't know, I think I can baby steps, you know, so.
I agree. I don't think the controllers have the right to kick me off my land, my house. I built this place up over 30, 40 years. I paid my dues. I don't want to leave. They can leave.
Yeah.
They're a fiction. They can leave. I'm not leaving. Why should I leave? I don't want to go to some mountaintop and start over again.
And that's a great point.
Because the queen probably owns that mountaintop anyway. So I'll just have to move again. Why should we have to go? We can get rid of the fiction that we think rules over us. It is a fiction.
Well, I think that there is some nice momentum there, man, that's out there that I hope catches on, whether it's Kanata or, you know, things that Tom Barnett's doing. By the way, I do want to give Marcus proper credit, because when we were talking about doing something together or he was giving me counsel on what he thinks that I should do, he was really suggesting not the go-to, you know, not interviewing the go-to people out there that everybody knows, but finding emerging, you know, personalities that are making a difference. And I think that's what you and I are trying to do.
I'll take anyone who wants to talk. I'll take a big guy, a little guy. We should be able to talk to anybody. I'll talk to Walker, who
I'll
love.
I'll talk to Trump. I'll talk to Trump too.
Get Trump, get Rogan, get Adam Curry, get all. Why not? You can only ask. They can only say no.
You know I'm not afraid to ask.
That would be insane if you got Trump, even for 5 minutes. Just take 2 minutes off the phone. What a coup! Get a retweet. You should be Trump. You should get him. I wonder. He must have 100 people working his Twitter account. So try and find out who's his Twitter and get them.
Well, here's the thing. We have to be really careful on this. I was Tim Osman gave me a good idea just listening. He was referring to you on his show this morning, but he gave a good idea saying he fully supports vaccinations, and he's doing that because he doesn't want to get banned. And I think I want to create a little like infomercial that's a 1 minute infomercial on why we support vaccinations, because they're important. The only caveat is we want to first have proof that it's not X, Y, Z that would be harmful. That it's, you know, it's basically what Tom Barnett says in, there's language out there that I'm going to find that basically is this honorable man type interaction, to where you have a conditional acceptance, but
yep,
it's conditional
yep, yep.
on him doing something. So
yeah,
then
that's right.
I don't think we can ever be banned. Well, we probably will be at some point, but for, you know, saying that we're anti-vax, we can point to, hey, we play this 30-second commercial every show at the beginning saying that we are not anti-vax. We support
yep.
vaccinations conditionally. Here's the condition. Boom, boom, boom. Done.
Yeah. Here are the impossible, unmeetable conditions that no one is going to agree to, because I want them to lose their liability exemption. I do not want to process my claim through the vaccine court, which is probably rigged to the teeth. I want it to be in a normal tort court that we agree to. And I don't think they'd agree to that whatsoever.
Oh, hell no.
Thanks to Bing, I didn't realize Bing actually, right after he conditionally offered the $611, he put it right through, because it got sorted into my another folder. I didn't see it. So Bing's money went right through. Bing donated 27. With that money, I'm contacting the developer of the software that we use to simulate YouTube, UPHPTube. And I've asked him how much it would cost to get custom apps for Android and for Apple. And to get all the plugins, because we didn't buy all the plugins for his software. He has plugins, I guess that's how he makes additional income. So I'm getting him to give me a quote on what the upgrade would cost, because I'm actually pretty happy with the software. It seems pretty stable. It works. And you've offered to also pump up the storage if need be. And
absolutely.
Right now,
you have 1 terabyte. 1 terabyte, and I have agreed to support taking it to 10. So whatever
I think he told me he could give me 20 for $200, so that would just be another $100 a month, which is great. And I guess as the more you go, maybe it's more scalable. Maybe it's less as you go higher. I don't know.
Well, I just don't want to come. I know my video that I sent of Tom Barnett, which anyone listening to this, FakoTube with Uncle Lod on YouTube is not banned, but I'm under my first strike. And so I can't upload until Saturday, but trust me, on Saturday, you're going to want to be able to have that as a link and watch it in 4K or 1080. It is an amazing video of Tom Barnett with Tom Barnett. And I don't want to compromise the video quality due to any kind of financial constrictions on what FakoTube, the number of terabytes you have. So I'm willing to finance the rest, absolutely.
Well, it's on FakoTube. And you should also, since you don't have a huge following on YouTube,
yes.
Just start up FakoTube 1, FakoTube 2, just number them. Just call it FakoTube 1, FakoTube 2, FakoTube 3, because as you play the whack-a-mole, you may as well learn how to play whack-a-mole properly.
That's a great idea.
So just, why don't you start FakoTube 2 and upload the latest video there?
Okay.
Why wait? It doesn't take much effort.
Right.
If you need another email, well, Gmail has unlimited email, so just start fakotube2@gmail.com.
Well, my email right now for anyone listening is if you have any suggested people you'd like us to interview, please, do your best to try to get me some kind of contact information. Email is really good. Or if you have any suggested links or anything that you think is kind of tip the spear, hey, you should see this, you might want to talk about this, send them to UncleOd333@gmail.com. And then what I'm going to do, Ab, is I'm going to do UncleOd334@gmail, UncleOd335. And that's what I'll do is from now on if I have to get new email addresses.
Yeah, people don't really need your email address as much as they need your YouTube channel. And if you make the name almost the same, then it might come up in the searches easily.
Right. No, I love it. Good idea.
But just
What I found is the With Uncle Odd is the magic bullet there on YouTube. People can now just search for Uncle Odd and I'm popping up.
It is an odd yet unique name.
Right. Okay, buddy, I got to go get my jaw drilled in so they can put in a crown, so 8 o'clock is my time.
Unbelievable. I hope you wear a mask, and I don't know how he's going to get the drill past the mask.
I'm looking at it right now, and it said face mask required. That's big and bold. Guess who's walking in without a face mask?
Are you going to go charging in with your exemption 3 feet or 6 feet ahead of you on a pole?
I'm not even going to take my awareness accessory with me because I actually told them this is not my first rodeo with this dentist. They know I don't wear a mask and won't wear a mask. So they're like, just come in the side door. So I'm going through the
side door. Wow. You have to use the other people's entrance. How wonderful.
I get to use the employee entrance because, you know.
You use the executive entrance.
Yeah, I'm the executive.
Can you see the segregation that's going to be set up? Mask and non-mask lines? Will there be a non-mask part of the bus?
I don't know, but if anyone listening to this didn't listen to your Walker 30 minutes with the guy who left you the message, you have to go back because you said something that just made me belly laugh out loud, and I never do.
Okay.
Which is something about going down a ramp, you know, to slaughter. And you said it so perfectly about the difference of everybody out there who's wearing masks, you know, they're happy to go down this ramp to, you know, as, like cows to slaughter. Anyway, it was beautiful. I'll have to get the exact wording. It's a great soundbite.
Okay.
Okay.
That can't be me. I don't say anything that exciting, but maybe that was Walker. But just, do you remember the phone number that people can call me at if they wanna hear themselves on the Fakeologist audio chat show? Do you remember
the phone number?
What's my number in America?
Oh, it's 810-666-1984. That's 810-666-1984. How did I do?
That was fantastic, and that you just proved that it's not so hard to remember. So fantastic. Anyone can call me and get on the air anytime. There might be background noise. I might be making breakfast, but...
I don't want to brag, but when I took an IQ test, it was north of 75. So, man, I can remember this.
What was it before you got hit during football?
139, baby.
All right. Good luck with your crown. I hope you come out a king.
All right. See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.